Mighty Shunver Funkashi Media Podcast Live. Well, they're dying down on the trial for R. Kelly. And I just wanted to say thank you to all of the podcasters out there that do support R. Kelly, because I am one of them. Why do I support him? Because number one, I grew up with him. He knows me from Detroit. We went to the same high school and we had the same music class. Oh, well, that's my history with him. And he's my best friend. So, what do I have to say about this whole trial? Well, for me as a woman, from coming from my perspective, lawfully, well, number one significant thing that stood out for me in this trial was the fact that he did have a police officer working for him. So if any of that was going on, the police officer, like he said, he would have done something about it had there been women really tied up in his house. Or the women that was in his house could have just told the police officer that I'm being abused. And another thing about this trial, I feel like, where's the OBGYN record set of all these women that's been abused and mistreated and sexually hurt and everything? Where are their police records at? Police reports showing that they've been abused. Where are their family members even reporting a missing person report on their own relatives? That's what I want to know. So far, there's none of that in this trial whatsoever. All I hear is jab, jab, blah, 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 jab, jab, blah, blah, blah. He did this, he did that, but you don't see no significant proof. Where's the proof that this woman supposedly who got herpes from him, how do you know that? Has anyone looked at his penis and said, okay, let's examine him to see if he has herpes or not? Sound like the same girl that said that Usher gave her herpes. Usher just had a beautiful baby girl and looks like she's healthy to me without herpes. Anyway, I support R. Kelly and I want him to be acquitted because it sounds crazy to me. It sounds very crazy to me. You don't have not one person who's been sexually abused. You don't have no evidence, you don't have no ropes, you don't have no handcuffs, you don't have no scars, no bruises, no marks, no pictures of scars, bruises, marks, scratches on him, hands, face, fingers, or anything. No knives, no cuts, no weapons, no anything. Nothing, 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 nothing. I don't see anything about how he's picking up women and carrying them on. You don't see anything about no artilleries from any planes, picking up people, carrying them on board, on flights, buses, anything. I haven't seen anything coming from tickets being purchased, credit cards being used to pick up people, people with passports traveling with them. I don't know what's going on with this case, but I know for one thing, I'm a very particular type of person. And I'm very significant on anything being said. And I work in securities myself. I've been a bodyguard. I've bodyguard celebrities. Most bodyguards pick out their celebrities' homes for them. So celebrities do security do a lot of things for celebrities in their homes. They monitor them. Now, let me get to the point of them saying that he had his assistant to keep them from walking around his home. Well, let me tell you something. All my grandparents and just about all my friends' parents, that's something that we all did. When you come to a person's house, you don't just start walking around their home. You come through the door, you stand there, or you have a seat, or they ask you to have a seat. And if they leave the room, you just don't roam all over their house. You wait first. It's out of respect. And then they'll say you can come into the living room. You can come into the dining room. You can come into the kitchen. You can come into the den. You may have a seat here or there. Everyone I know had that kind of respect when I was growing up in their home. You just don't walk around their house. You stay put first. Then they tell you what to do, what move to make in their home. That's out of respect. There's nothing wrong with those rules in his house. So be it. Shit. Now, Aaliyah is deceased. And Diane knows that many relatives that were young married older men. And some of them were younger guys that married older women. Nothing wrong with that. Because why? Because it was ordained and approved, or her parents know. Like her uncle said, her mother didn't know about it. But had her daughter been raped or abused or something like that, it would have been different. I mean, people are... What makes them so weird to me is that a lot of these people, all these women that have come forth, oh, yeah, abused me, this and that, woo, woo. Your ass should have stopped at Aaliyah if you thought that he abused you. It didn't stop Drea from getting married to him, because Drea came after Aaliyah. Drea still married R. Kelly. Drea still had three kids with R. Kelly. That didn't stop her from wanting to be with Robert because he had married Aaliyah at 15. She still went on ahead and married him too. So what is the problem here? There are still women who came after Adria abuse and still wanted to live in his house for free. Singers that he molded or helped or worked on their album, usually record albums. Record labels are supposed to pay for your housing. I don't know why you ain't had no money, but oh well, I guess it was like that for some women or some artists who didn't have no money, who couldn't find their own place or could afford their own place. They were broke artists, obviously. But yet, even though if you're supposed to have that reputation, you still wanted to be in a recording studio, you still wanted to work with him, you still wanted to hang with him, you still wanted to be a part of his life. So what's the problem with all these people? These people are tripping. Tripping. They are tripping to me. For real. Because I have a 34-year-old daughter, and I talk to my daughter all the time. All the time. And my daughter has been in bad situations with guys. And she know. She already know how I'll come real hard with it. Just like Master P said, if it was my child, I would have broke the goddamn door down. Where are y'all families at? None of y'all families go down there trying to break the door down. You got one guy holding the press conference. One guy. Helicopters flying around. Okay, so helicopters flying around. Did they go up in there and pull out anybody in the basement? No. No, they did not. But yet, people was breaking into his house while he was on tour and stealing all his equipment. As far as I'm concerned, anything that was recorded was used on his own equipment that was recorded or edited or anything else. That's just how I look at it. So I'm 100% an R. Kelly fan because I've known him since childhood and he's my friend, and hey, I think he's innocent to a degree. For the fact that y'all ain't got no OBGYN proof of where you got it from, most of these women keep sleeping with different men anyway. Y'all want to be in their entourage. It don't matter if you got with a guy who's a boxer and hit your head upside the car and shit. You still want to be there. Why? He got money. He paid. He paid. He fine. I want to be a part of this. I don't want to leave all this. Strong women who want to act like they really are advocates of strength, of strong women, with or without a man, you keep it moving regardless. You show your children, are you really free? Are you really free? If you're really free and you really got your freedom, you prepare yourself for your exit. Number one, you have a career in place. You have your money in place. You show you can stand on your own and have your own money. You show your children you can come up out of this. You can get your own cars. You can take care of your kids, put them through college, get an education, and back it up with your own finance. It don't make sense for a woman to have all of this going on. It won't even, during the marriage, go back to college, go to school, get a degree, have your own money to the side of a little cushion or something that can at least halfway measure up. Look at you, I see the break now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm married. To know that heaven sent you love my and my spouse, yeah, okay, so he be having his little mistress around here. But I stay up on top of his ass. And the one thing he told me, I married you because you were smart anyway. Damn right. Okay? Because we both builders. So, and it's really funny because even when he's not with me, I'm always doing something that he's doing and he doesn't even know that I'm doing it. For example, he started building a hotel. He didn't even realize and knew that I was even learning how to build homes and was in construction. So I know what he knows. I know construction. I got real estate background as well, like he does. I got interior design background. I'm a notary. I could notarize all his documents as a spouse. Let's see what I'm doing. Real estate. I got my security. Just about everything that he does, I do. So I'm always on top. So there can never be a divorce with us as being incompatible or anything like that. Because I do what he does. We're at the head of the same of everything. I stay ahead of him or at the level that he's at. Period. So when he did start designing, he starts sending me the blueprints of the designs that he does. And then I also investigate things dealing with corporations and things like that. So if I see something and it's dissolved, I'll contact him and say, oh, this has been dissolved. Well, let me fix it. Because I want to make sure that my name is on every damn thing.
Anything you want.
So that's broken. But anyway, you know, people sit pretty all the time. And they're like, as long as I'm here and you're my man and you coming home to me and I'm with you, baby, I know that's real. Right. And I know it's real when I put a stamp on it, notary services, stamp, notary. Yeah. When I notarize some documents, I know it's real too. And I sent him a copy, certified. He already know. So anyway, I ain't worried about it. So, like I say, hey, we always gonna handle our business and my relationship in my territory. Because with or without a marriage, even if I got a divorce, guess what? I'm gonna be in your damn will. You gonna make me beneficiary. It's gonna be that part. Yeah. Executive. Administrative. That part. I ain't worried about it. Because I got grandkids and they gonna be heirs. Simple. That's done. Okay, so anything need to be said about any post-nuptials? Because we didn't have any prenuptials when we got married. Because we brought $3 million together and into our marriage and we got married anyway. So I'm not tripping on anything, on anybody trying to do anything and be more than what it's supposed to. And he knows that. Anyway, that's just my experience of what I go through in my own lane of my life. But anyway, that's it, because people go around here, they'll try to do things behind your back and act like, oh, she don't know this is going on. But he told me this, and this is this and that in our relationship. And you know what? I'm here, and I've been doing this. I don't give a damn what you've been doing. What I do know is that I'm this, and this says husband and wife. That's what it says, husband and wife. That's what it says. And as long as it's documented as that, that's what it's going to be. That part. So, I know how I'm working it. and he know how he works. And he already know, that's right, send it on over to me, because he know to do that. And if not, then that means I have to contact me some real estate agent somewhere else. And you already know you got to prove a whole lot of things before you get to selling real estate. And if I say I don't want to be sold, it won't be sold. Hold it up. Anyway, that just goes on in my world. And that's me married to a Nigerian, because I'm a Nigerian American too. Oh, you go let go, speak, move, drive. You already know. Don't be too shy to be a strong woman. You got to be a strong woman in a lot of ways. And I mean strong. You got to learn about family law, go to school, learn about family law, things you can do and can't do in relationships, get you good an attorney, go find out what the laws are in other countries, what they can do and can't do to you, and so on. And so, that's all you have to do. And then you just listen to what your attorney has to say, find out every detail you need to know. And if it was a prenuptial, he would still say, I won't have. Anyway, so that's about it. But anyway, I still support my friend R. Kelly because I've known him a long time, and I welcome him to our hotel, to our resorts, to our hotels over there in Nigeria, in different parts of Africa, South Africa, Tanzania, and everything, and Dubai. So I'm really open to allowing my friend R. Kelly to come visit us in our homes and everything, and maybe just, you know, maybe bring him on as a partner. I'll talk to my spouse about that, and I know he's going to agree to it. So, we just go from there, you know, do something brand new, and he needs to just kind of like, you know, take a chill back on, you know, dealing with things over here in America, and maybe just go to Africa for a while and just relax over in Africa and just chill, you know, because everything is so different in Africa. You know, they treat you like you're a human being. They treat you like you're a Nigerian. You know, your roots, your culture, and everything is there, you know, and that's all that needs to really be said. You know, you're at home when you're down. And I just like my friends to come with me and at home in Africa, because that's how I feel when I'm at home and when I'm in Africa. You know, we travel exclusively, we have parties at resorts, we celebrate life and victory, we throw money on you all over the place and bless you with money and everything. And it's just some chill kind of thing here in America, and show appreciation. Great music that he has made, and I've been reading about how labels have dropped him, or they haven't been with him, and things like that. Well, you know, labels really have that intent for an artist in the first place. If you're young and you don't ask for your master, they have that intent in the first place, not to be able to carry you that long. They want to benefit from you long term. And record labels do get life insurance policies on your artists. They will do this because then they feel like you're worth more than dead than you are alive anyway. So that's how a lot of record labels work in the first place. You know, there have been artists that have actually signed record deals that were lucrative, that were like for $1 billion for a 30-year deal, and then it come out that when it was time for them to really pay up, they didn't want to do that. So they came out with all this extortion and all these other things, and made all these reports that were negative on their artists so they can get paid and just credit them and things like that, you know, to their artists. There's some real dirty labels out there that would do shit like that, you know. But you gotta be smart. Start going online to the state corporation and looking up the articles of your record label to find out where their status is, if they have dissolved it, if they surrendered their corporation, or something like that. And you'll find out more about what they're really into, what they're really doing, and if they have the right to really do what they say they can do to you. So, you know, you just gotta, you know, you gotta ask for things up front. You know, look at these old movies, like, what was his name? Ray Charles asked for his master off the bat. He was like, I'm not coming unless I own my masters. So ask for your masters. You know, and R. Kelly is entitled to his masters. You know, and he should have his masters and everything. So, we'll just stay calm. posted here, and I'm just going to stay posted here and continue to read online and what's going on with this case. And like I said, I think he should be acquitted for the fact that we don't have no hardcore evidence. So OBGYN supporting women. We should have us some real personal shit. You know? I mean, y'all be talking about it. He's talking to y'all to open up and all that. Y'all need to be having some real hardcore evidence. I know I would. I would ask my attorney, do you got any of that? You got some OBGYN records? You know, how long was this incubation taking place? Herpes? So on and so forth. Do y'all got any knives? Y'all got any weapons? Any ropes? Anything that can show skin on anything of ropes being tied up, handcuffs. I mean, all this stuff is going to come off with your hair, you know, hair strands. I mean, where's your hair strands of these people in this house? Have you taken any of that in plastic bags of forensics or anything? Where are the forensics in this case? That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at forensics. Fuck the hearsay. Where's the polygraph tests on all these people? I don't see any of that. Haven't heard any of that. So I guess they say they don't need it because this is New York. Oh, okay. I don't know. Sounds fake to me. You ain't got no relatives, no timing. Nobody got no kids or nothing when they, you know, left home or nothing. One woman finally had children. You know, and then they try to make a big deal that all of the women were black. You know, hell yeah, he loved chocolate women. What's wrong with this? I like you even more because you like the sisters. You already got my support even more because you like the sisters. And you ain't kept the sisters in your life over the years. Brother wasn't trying to be about it. There's nothing wrong with interracial dating. Some people like the melting pot. But you know what? He liked the sisters. That really impressed me. He always did, actually. But hey, I don't think it's going to stop him from not liking the sisters, even what is going on with him and his wife. I feel he's innocent. I felt his emotion was real. But when he had an outburst with Gail King, I felt he was real what he was feeling. I believe him. I believe him. And there are a lot of people that believe him. Too much movement going on in this case. Too much movement. You know, a lot of hearsay. People look like they're just trying to maneuver through things. You know, too much movement. You know. I don't hear about any backgrounds of people's lives or anything. Everybody coming at him all at one time. You know, and I'm really impressed that he doesn't have HIV. He screwed all these women, 40 women, and he don't have HIV, not for one person. So he's a very cautious guy with his penis. He know how to do it right, obviously, because he ain't even got HIV. Supposed to have herpes, supposedly. And so far, his wife, Sharia, hasn't said that she has herpes. She sounds like she's clear to me. What you think? So far, she hasn't said that. She has never said that, Robert came back to me with all these renewal diseases from fucking all these women. She never said that either. Now until forever, baby, I'll be loving you. Interesting. So obviously he's a man who obviously uses a condom, or he just careful about who he's with. He gotta ask questions. He gotta do something if he doesn't have no HIV. That's a lot of fucking. There's damn near 100 women. He did this to me. He did that to me. He did this to me. They all got the same sorry ass story. Victim. He's just much of a victim as they are, as far as I'm concerned. Damn, y'all take care of all these damn people in your house. How's all these people? No longer people. Got no careers, you know? No money, no car, nothing, no real estate agent, nothing. If they bring you no money, they not profitable. Oh, shit, my boy. Motherfucker's making his ass money all day every day. All about that money. I ain't mad at you. They fine as hell to him. But you know what? They bring that paper. Boy got a psychology degree. Y'all don't know that. But anyway, I'm supporting him. I don't care. I'm supporting him. If it's no hardcore evidence, I'm going to support R. Kelly. I am going to support Robert. I would support my cousin if they were in this situation. If you don't have no gynecology reports, no police reports, I don't have HIV, you don't have HIV. So far, nobody has looked at his penis like they did Michael Jackson to see if he had herpes. Haven't done that. You know, I don't know. To be honest, it's just hearsay. I think this is staged. Kind of staging to me. I don't know, giving people free rent, free place to live, free place to stay, taking them shopping spree. They can't even buy their own damn clothes. They how I raised my daughter. I always raised my daughter to be able to take care of yourself. Because I told her, it's always going to be somebody look better than you. You know, maybe doing something better than what you're doing. Keep your shit talking and keep it right. I always told her, keep your house clean. Keep your kids clean. Whether you with the daddy or not, keep yourself up. Keep yourself looking good. Keep your car clean. Because cleaniness is everything. No matter what. Man come to your home, that nice clean home. Smells good. Don't smell like bug spray or nothing. Smells like you're taking care of your home and everything. So, I just think that's just the right thing to do. It's just take care of yourself. Stay in school, or stay up on things, keep your licenses active, or whatever. You know, these people are just sound like people from the streets. They just come along and move in somebody's house or something. And they have an issue because they can't just move around your house and claim everything. You know, it's weird, really weird. But like I said, my relatives don't allow people to move around their house like that. Not even if you're a relative. You just can't come to someone's home. And my relatives, I'm speaking of, and some friends that I have, their parents just say, hey, you know, you stand at the door again, you welcome in, and they tell you to come on in. You just don't walk through and follow them to their house. Out of respect. So I guess these kind of people don't come from that type of respect. Obviously. But anyway, since there was never no missing person reports or nothing, it's weird to me. Real strange. And even if they were 18 years old, I know a lot of people who still lived at home, who still had rules to follow at their own parents' home, even if they were 18. You still got to come in at a certain time because that's what I want. This is my house, not your house. If you want to run the rules, then you get your own home. Then when you get your own place, then you make your own rules. But until then, as long as you're under my roof, you must follow my rules. I hear that all the time. Even my friends tell that to their children. I left home at 19, but I have my own roof over my head. And my relatives drove all the way to Grand Rapids, Michigan from Detroit just to make sure I had a roof over my head and I was not living with a man. And I was 19. It could have been my prerogative to live with a guy if I wanted to. Because technically I was grown to do so. But however, they did come see about me to see how I was doing, and I was living in my own condo, and I was working at JCPenney, and I was pregnant with my daughter at the time. But I had my own shit and my own money. Regardless if the daddy was in a relationship with someone else or not. So, had to hold it down, you know. And I've been fortunate that, you know, I've never had any evictions on the door. You know, because I know some people will say that a guy can say, hey, baby, I can move in and help you pay the bills. And I always open up the door and say, baby, do it look like there's a bill laid on my door to you? You don't see that, do you? You didn't see that when you was knocking and ringing the doorbell, did you? He didn't say, oh, late fee or late rent or shut off notice. Did you see any of that? No, you didn't. So guess what? You can pay the bills. Get your own place. How about that? Pay the bills at your own place. And I visit you, and you visit me. Keep it that way. Simple. Be friends first. Anyway, this is Variety Shunavir for Conscious Media Podcast Live, giving a commentary on R. Kelly's trial. And I'm still supporting the brother for the fact that I don't see no records and no evidence. Ain't heard about it, ain't read about it, ain't nobody talking about it. Ain't no attorneys demonstrating it to records being demonstrated to the jury or the judge, or no gynecology reports, no weapons, no pictures of no scars, no stabbings, no bruises, no punches, no marks, no anything. Or scars between your legs and being fucked too much or whatever the fuck it is. None of that has been presented to the court. So therefore, I think he is innocent and he should be acquitted. And that's my own personal opinion of R. Kelly's trial, and I want my friend to get on. Again, this is Variety Shunavir for Conscious Media Podcast Live, keeping it real today. Thank you.